informational item on Russian River Watershed Association update, and I see Ms. Mona Dodery. Hi, Mona.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon. We're right on the cusp there, but good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I'm Mona Dougherty, an engineer with your staff, and we're here today to discuss an update from the Russian River Watershed Association. RRWA is a group of public agencies that cooperate on a variety of water and watershed-related projects. They support their member agencies in their stormwater and wastewater programs. They support fisheries restoration, and they conduct projects to enhance the Russian River watershed. RRWA also works collaboratively with regional board staff on priorities and strategies to implement their projects. They are in their 10th year, and their executive director, Virginia Porter, and their vice chair, Mark Landman, and also the mayor of Cotati, are here to give you more information about these activities. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair Norton, members of the board. I am Mark Landman. I am the vice chair of the Russian River Watershed Association. I'm also the mayor of Cotati. And with me today is our executive director for the RRWA, Virginia Porter. And we're very pleased about two things. Number one, we're very happy to be back. I think the last time we were able to give you an update was September 2011, so it has been a little while. And we're also very pleased with the turnout when we walked in, because we're happy to see all those people here to hear about the Russian River Watershed Association. And that's always good for us, so we're glad to see that. So, as I mentioned, it's been a while since we had a chance to talk, and a lot has happened since that time. So today we wanted to just give you an update and key accomplishments, talk to you about what our plans are for the next year, and especially to show you the winning videos from the 2012 High School Video Contest. I think you'll enjoy that. That'll be a nice break there. There's something that happens creative when you turn high school students loose. You can give them the most innocuous and perhaps even to some dull topics, and they come up with something that always has some element of fun to it. So I think you'll enjoy that. So I'll give you a very brief background on the Russian River Watershed Association. And Mona has mentioned some of this already, but we're a coalition of nine public agencies in the Russian River Watershed. And we've joined forces to collaborate on regional programs, as she mentioned, clean water, fisheries restoration, and of course, watershed enhancement. We believed that this collaborative approach would be more cost-effective and also more efficient for everyone involved. And that's the experience we've had since our formation 10 years ago in 2003. We're guided by a board of directors, but of course, the nuts and bulk work is done by our technical staff from member agencies and the RRWA staff team, including Virginia Porter and Andy Rogers, who is here today in the audience. And Andy, if you'd say hi. Thank you. So with that, in that spirit of working together and working collaborative, we do regularly partner with other groups, as Monsa mentioned. But what we really wanted to touch base about is we appreciate very much our partnership with your board. Your staff is very supportive of our work, and we greatly appreciate the regular contact we're able to have with both your executive officer and his staff. So with that, I'm going to let our executive director, Virginia Porter, describe some of the projects that we've been working on since we last had a chance to meet you. Virginia?
Thank you. It's really nice to see all of you again. I think the first time I formally presented to Board Member Tynes, but it's certainly a pleasure to continue working with you and to be able to provide you a little bit of an update. So I'm going to just touch on some of the ongoing projects that we do every year and then look at some special projects that we're in the process of doing now and then the ones that we have planned. With your board packet, you received our draft work plan for our future planning projects. We adopt a July to July type work plan, so we're in the process of developing our 2013-2014 work plan right now. So I have listed up here, I'm not going to go over each one of them, some of the key ongoing projects that the Watershed Association undertakes every year on behalf of the nine member agencies, and I know that this board is familiar with many of those. I'll kind of highlight some of the ones that I think are of particular interest and have had a lot of good activity that since we last met. But I want to just mention that we have 8 technical working group meetings and 5 board meetings every year, and these are posted and open to the public. Most of them include some kind of public speaker or clearly an opportunity for public discourse. We have several members of the public that attend those meetings, and so I just I like to recognize those because we kind of take them for granted, but just like with your board, you understand that this is a really huge piece of getting the message out to the public and the watershed message broadly distributed. So some of the key ongoing projects we have going was one is this interactive map that we developed on our website in our last year's work plan. So this is new since we last met with you. And we had a really exciting first year where we populated the map with a number of different data layers, including the county lines, the member service agencies, the safe meds drop-off sites, low-impact development, and Russian River-friendly landscape guideline demonstration gardens. And when you go to the garden site, you actually get a little, sometimes a picture of definitely the specific location, some of the key features of the landscape, demonstration landscape. And then also the waterways and the river access points. So this is a tool not only for our member agencies, for all members of the public, and we've been monitoring our activity, and the website is really orders of magnitude of use above where it used to be. We're also in the process of developing 3 new map layers that are part of our current marching orders, and so you can see that we are going to be putting on the website the county public health data about the water quality at the beaches, which is available but not really accessible to the public right now. So this will be a simple Google interface point and click, and you'll have the water quality data. And also the groundwater recharge areas or our creek cleanup sites. We want groundwater recharge areas. We're trying to make sure that the data is at an integrity level and consistency level that it's going to make sense on the map interface right now. So that's one of our goals. And then also the watersheds. So the watersheds within the Russian River watershed, so people can start identifying their location. We continue with our safe medicine disposal, both in these permanent sites, like this drop-off box, which is now the latest and greatest easy way that our communities are able to get rid of safe meds or get rid of meds safely. And then we've had this September initiative where we have special collection events that have resulted in each year well over 1,000 pounds of medicines being dropped off. It's really pretty remarkable. This is our 10th year of doing environmental columns, and as of just over a year ago, we started to have them also translated into Spanish so that we have 2 or 3 Spanish language outreach media sites that are using our monthly environmental column. We have a new but ongoing project, this Take It From the Tap program, which you're going to hear more about today because that's the topic of our video contest in 2012. You also have at your desk a bottle from us that is a stainless steel reusable drinking water bottle. We've actually partnered with the regional public health initiative to try to get people drinking tap water and also using reusable bottles and not burdening the landfill, and also understanding the kind of high quality of what our drinking water really is. We'll just briefly look at the many topics that the student video contest has addressed over these last 10 years and with much success. That photo down in the corner is when we visited the State Water Board, which was catalyzed by our presentation to your board of our greatest hits videos. And I have to tell you, I've never been in that chambers and heard hilarity coming from about 80 people who were in the room for a very contentious public hearing, but it was great. And this is just an example of how our bulk purchases work for our member agencies. We had the benefit of Santa Rosa's project labeling the creek access or creek crossings, and we were able to use their design and motif. And then from Ukiah to Katati, now we've used ours to protect with the creek name throughout the county, and this was a RRWA project where we were able to, again, say get that message out with consistency. those are our ongoing projects. Take a look at the current year special projects, and there are a number of them. And again, I don't need to list each one, but I want to highlight a couple of very effective projects this year. I think Chair Noren will appreciate this a continuation of our initiative with the Russian River Friendly Landscape Guidelines. He helped us launch this event in, or this publication in November of 2010. And we had an equally exciting turnout this year when we had another public event where we really did some kind of nitty-gritty hands-on work with how we can keep the Russian River Friendly Landscape Guideline practices and principles alive in our watershed. We had about 140 participating students, landscape contractors, landscape designers, we asked them to give us ideas. And that's what's happening in this right-hand picture on the slide is we had about 45 minutes where people were literally writing on the tables with ideas for how we could really make this thing live. So that was exciting. Our phase one agencies did a special project this year, which was a stormwater and watershed awareness survey. You can see that this was over 400 phone contacts, and it had a high level of statistical significance evaluating awareness and practices. And you can see that there were some key areas of concern that were where there was either a lack of knowledge or practices were not perfect. And so we're working on those in our education and outreach this year. But also, I think it's kind of interesting to look at the statistics about stormwater awareness. Most of the people in the watershed have some sense that they have an effect with their actions on the health of the Russian River watershed. Our Safe Meds Outreach had a special campaign with posters on the backs of and inside of buses, both in English and Spanish. This year, we're working on Spanish language outreach, expanding that. So we have some projects coming up, and I'll take a minute on this slide because I really don't have a lot of illustration of these, but all of our member agencies are participating in a project to develop an urban creek care guide that will have both the responsibilities of ownership and then just the stewardship actions that keep urban creeks operating in an integrated way with our watershed. We have a forum for those with NPDES wastewater permits where we can come together and collectively comment on basin plan amendments or work that's being done related to NPDES discharge. And this, of course, gives the regional board a single point of contact if you want to be working with us. We have a similar project on the Laguna TMDL in place right now. We have an urban green business recognition program, and we want to embrace both stormwater and wastewater BMPs in recognizing businesses. So this first year will be kind of an assessment of best way to do this. We would like to work in conjunction with the current green business program in Sonoma County and a comparable program in Mendocino County. We're going to be doing outreach on low-impact development and supporting the LID work that has been initiated by our phase ones and is being embraced by our phase twos. We have been working so closely with your staff on the NPDES phase two permit and the desire to try to align the stormwater programs regionally. And I can't thank you enough. We are working very hard, and your staff has been just so much catalyzed, I think, what will become an exceptional program in Region 1. And then we will be doing signage on our Russian River Friendly Landscape Guidelines or landscape sites this year. So I just want to mention, and we like to always remind ourselves that, you know, we do a lot of individual programs, but we're all benefiting because this regional approach is giving us both cost effectiveness, but we're leveraging these messages and I think in kind of growing the watershed perspective approach. So I think our member agencies have embraced these benefits and we're finding more and more ways that RRWA can work. So thank you.
So you can see from this slide that I've had my executive director do the heavy lifting, and now I'm left with the easiest slide here. It's two words, so that's there's a hope that we can get through this one easily. But actually, it's a simple but good message we want to share. We want to thank you for your time today very much, and we especially want to, again, thank you for your ongoing support. That's been very helpful. So with that, it's time. Let's have a little fun, and let's review that 2012 video contest. Again, the topic was Rethink Your Drink, Take It From the Tap.
Water. We all have it. We need it, right? But between the choice of bottled water and tap water, most of us would say bottled water is a better choice. But why? Because it tastes better? Actually, a lot of bottled water is really just tap water. In fact, if you have a glass of tap water and a glass of bottled water, you probably won't even taste the difference. Then what is the difference? Well, bottled water is simply bad for our planet. Think about it. When you throw something away, where really is a way? You may say it's recycled, but in reality, only 20% of our plastic water bottles are recycled. That's 1 in 5 water bottles. So where do the rest go then? Well, they sit on our earth, spoiling our soil and polluting our air. So ask yourself, what is the better choice? Think about it and take it from the tap.
Rather than being recycled, about 75% of empty plastic bottles end up in our landfills, lakes, streams, and oceans. Each year, millions of fish, birds, and other animals die from ingesting or getting caught in plastic. The United Nations Environmental Program estimates that more than 13,000 pieces of plastic litter are floating in every square kilometer of the ocean worldwide. Rethink your drink. Take it from the tap. For more information, visit www.scwa.ca.gov.
Ew, did you really just drink water from the sink?
So what?
Like, do you know how gross that is?
They practically taste the same.
Ugh. 5 million tons of plastic are expended in bottling of 89 billion liters of water each year. Oh, please, it's their business. They can do whatever they want. All the toll it takes on the environment, that nearly 90% of bottles are not recycled, that means the plastic sits and they aren't biodegradable.
Well, all the time, so whatever.
See? Tastes way better.
Right.
So as you can see, we have some rather creative students. It was pretty exciting, actually, when they had the year thinking about dealing with pet waste.
Water. We all have it.
But they always do something good for us. So with that, thank you again. If you have any questions for us, we'd be happy to answer them.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Manson.
I think many of us are familiar with Russian River Watershed Associates, but would you explain to us, take your pick, who is Russian River Watershed Associates. Obviously, you're the you're with the city of Cotati, but who else is part of Russian River?
So we have we're all public agencies. The memorandum of understanding and is that it's agencies that are regulated by the Safe Drinking Water Act and the Clean Water Act, and so it's the city, all of the cities in the watershed, with the exception of Sebastopol, and we hope that changes sometime, and then also the Sonoma County Water Agency and the County of Sonoma. So from Ukiah to Cotati, every city, and we have member agencies pay essentially dues or fees, and it's according to which projects they participate in and the benefits that they receive. So, for example, the Phase 2 agencies all pay for our work as staff related to Phase 2, and each year we come up with a different set of projects that we do on behalf of our member agencies. So does that answer the question?
It does, only that we talk about something like Russian River Watershed Associates, but it really is this the public, is this the, and it is all of the entities that are regulated. I'm thinking particularly for some people who have never seen you before, this is who you are. This is an association of people who are regulated under the Clean Water Act and are under the distribution system of the state of California. Thank you.
Can I ask, say like, I'm a Sebastopol guy. I actually live just outside of town, but nonetheless, it is my stomping ground. And actually, I believe Mr. Rogers, too, since we're in the same sphere as far as his business goes. And here's a question. I see, say, like Cotati. It's 1% of costs. So what are we talking about to ante up? I kind of put that on par with – I put Sebastopol on kind of par with Cotati. So what is 1% of total cost? What are we talking about?
Cotati's annual fees.
Did you look that up? But basically,
yeah, it's so small I can't see it. So I'm asking you.
Actually, you might have given me the perfect answer there. It's so small you can't see it. That's very close, because as you well know, one of the reasons the association came together is because cities in the last few years, and I don't think I'm surprising anybody, we're all dealing with working with less, trying to do more.
Sure.
And so a way of approaching this problem was thought we can reduce our costs, work more efficiently, more effectively, if we work together in this, and that's where it's worked well for us. And the other part I want to really point out is there are a lot of secondary benefits that are optional for the cities, and that's another selling point. For example, some cities, some of the dispensables are very useful. If they do tabling, it's good to have various gigas, pencils, water containers, you name it. Other cities don't do that. Some cities were very interested. They had a lot of waterways that needed signage, and they wanted to do this. And we had the benefit of having a uniform signage throughout the county, which really helps people recognize their watershed and their waterways. So I guess the benefit for us is the cost of entry is very low. It saves money working as a group rather than individually. And compared to a lot of other things, we have a lot of control over what we spend on it as a city. And that's something I can tell you my city, being rather small, likes very much.
Yeah. No, because you're an incredible resource. You know, as Virginia said, you know, I participated and spoke at the kickoff for the landscape friendly guidelines, and interesting. I've given that out a couple times to landscapers that I know, both near and far, and because it's a great resource. You guys are doing incredible work out there on the front that you're on, and to me, it's it seems to me, and again, I don't know what 1% of this cost is, but it seems to me that you're paying forward on compliance in a way that brings in the expertise of the association and the associates of that association, and you bring the mutual benefit of experience, you know, the LID manual that Kevin Booker came in and talked about from Water Agency to share. You know, you're not rebuilding that wheel 9 times. Actually, that thing's been built, and you simply share your experience and information, and gosh, that's just awesome.
Thank you.
And by the way, I got a couple teenagers too, and I do agree with the creative power of teenagers, and we got to get to them as being, they're going to inherit, you know, the earth, right? They are coming behind us, and I think it's very important to make them aware of, you know, where they are, their setting, their usage, their footprint, and I think that's just an incredible thing to go into the high schools and do that kind of work. It's funny, it's actually very entertaining, but the message is actually really, really solid.
Well, that's really the two sides of this. Part of it is we wind up with these wonderful videos, which are useful, especially when we're working and purposing a certain message for the public. But on the other hand, it goes the other way, too. This information is disseminated between these to these kids when they're in high school. And it goes to them, it goes to their peer group. It's like tossing that stone in a pond, the ripples go out. So you do get that benefit that way too. And it's actually hard to say which, in the long term, perhaps that secondary benefit will be the more important one. So it's not only is it fun work, there's a lot of benefit to it.
Yeah, and I think it's just, I think it's great that you guys as municipalities out here are formed under this umbrella. I think it's equally great that you work with our staff and our expertise and we're going in the same direction. I really do think it pays great dividends, and I think you've proven that, and I can't thank you enough. I just think that your work is incredible, and as it goes, you know, I think you pay forward, and especially this morning, you know, Steve Moore talked about the MS4 Phase 2, you know, kind of that's in play. That's going to – and TMDL and all these things that we have going, and Sebastopol in particular – you know, I look at that lagoon every day when I go across it, and, you know, that's in play. And I know we're doing stuff out there, and it's going to come back around. And I've talked to some of the folks. I've talked to the mayor over there a couple times, and it's interesting. I think that you pay it forward on some of this stuff, and you do things. It's not like they're not doing things because I see what they're doing. But to have to – whether they do that or not is their choice, but I think the things you offer are really, really beneficial. Mr. Hale.
Thank you. There aren't too many things I get excited about when I see on my agenda. I was really hoping you'd bring the videos, so thanks. You know, one question I have, just kind of going through this in your presentation, and I can't remember it from previous presentations, but do you have a program that addresses cigarette butts? I didn't see it, but two, probably 3 or 4 years ago, we had a presentation from, I believe, the County of Mendocino, and they had a really, at that time, active campaign for specifically addressing that. So just curiosity, if not maybe something to put on the list.
Well, we will definitely keep it on this. It's on the list. So we've done environmental columns about cigarette butts, and we have been working to try to get a grant to place cigarette butt like drop off, or they're like kind of really permanent ashtray type situations. It's actually called the Butts Only Box is the product that we've been kind of working with, trying to get a grant to be able to do some installation. So it's on our radar screen. You're not going to see it really as a line item in our current
probably don't want to encourage high school kids with that one either. So I'm sure we could probably all come up with a list of things that we would like to see addressed and stuff. So it was just more of a curiosity. I'm not suggesting or whatever. But
Ms. Porter, you need to understand that Mr. Hale spends a fair amount of his off time fishing, and he's not real fond of cigarette butts next to his river at all.
Thank you, Mr. Massey. Enough said. Thank you.
Well, I encourage you to come back sooner than a year and a half if we can help you as a board with your efforts, and I'm sure it's mutual. I very much appreciate you coming today. I appreciate your work. It's incredible, and it's very good. It's just nice to – it's a good news story, and like Jeff said, you know, it's exciting. This is great work that we really need to have out front. It's not all regulatory all the time. This educational component you play is really, really beneficial. So thank you very much for coming. Appreciate it. You bet.
Thank you.
All right, we did the executive officer's report. What else is on our agenda? You were done.